This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Last March, we were about to make history.
Looking for Garza, the lob. What a cover! Garza gets it back in short. Eleanor hangs on. The Illini will not play until Friday at the Big Ten Tournament.
And then
the deadly coronavirus officially hitting the U.S.
The Big Ten Conference announcing today it will be canceling the remainder of the Big Ten men's basketball tournament.
NCAA has made the decision to cancel the men's and women's tournament.
I had a blast coaching this team. To have it end abruptly, it's crushing, it's devastating.
So we waited.
We grew. We came back.
Spoke out.
Every day.
So we be ready
to finish this fight.
Make that history.
Now.
Illinois basketball is back.
And we all in.
All in. All in.
All in. Are you?
Hey, what's up? It's The Drive. Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Isaac Ambrose. We're all in. We're all in on college hoops. Happy College Hoops Eve, my friends.
We are one sleep away
from
college basketball season in some capacity.
Man, 261 days. That's how long it's been since that last game, regular season finale here in Champaign against Iowa.
Oh. Think about all we've done since then. All the random days when we've had card traders, and I don't even know who we had on during those days. They just all melded together. We had like an 80-day stretch of nothing.
I know.
I mean, yeah. Then we had talks
TBT.
Of baseball and TBT, but there was a two-month stretch where we legitimately had nothing.
A lot of complaining about baseball and not figuring it out.
Yep.
And getting scared with the draft.
Yep.
Would Iowa still decide to stay in,
even if
the projections weren't good? There was that brief sliver there where it got real dicey, where it's like, yeah, I think Iowa's probably going to leave, and now Kofi's back in New York, and he possibly, you know, seriously considered leaving. But
there was the show where you guys came back on because Alan announced that he was transferring at like 6:05.
The day after we had his dad on.
Uh-huh. I put Adrian Griffin in our highlight video thinking he was going to be like the next Bulls head coach or something.
Right.
With his son at Illinois, and now neither of those things are happening. I don't know. It's just funny to think back to where we were when that was canceled and how far we've come since then.
We've been some places, guys. We really have. And I think I recognize this, and we talked about it with the NFL coming back or with college football. And it was kind of a weird deal, particularly in the Big Ten, where we just didn't know, is it coming back? Is it going to be Thanksgiving? Is it going to be after the New Year? Is it going to be at all? And it kind of sneaks up on you. I kind of get that same feeling still. For as much as we've hyped up and previewed this season, the fact that it's tomorrow is still kind of surreal, is it not?
Yeah, and a regular game, too. Not an exhibition game, not a practice. We've seen nothing, at least I haven't, from this team in that 260-day period, and boom, suddenly tomorrow afternoon, there's the product on the court.
Isaac, are you in the same boat there? Does it feel like it kind of snuck up on us a little bit? I mean, it's always been front of mind. We know the key to Champaign's heart is Illinois basketball. It's always front of mind. It's 365, whether it's recruiting, season. It's always been there. And this year in particular, just waiting for this opportunity and for things to go right and for this team, a top 10 team, to get a chance to go on the court. Does it feel like it's supposed to be here?
For me, it was such a long off season because you didn't get that satisfying closure back in March. And then we saw the hype and we got the recruits. We got Curbelo. We got Adam Miller. And then you just sit and wait. It's kind of like NBA off season, how a lot of the moves take place right after the finals. And then you sit and wait for 4 or 5 months before you actually see the guys playing. But then also with Illinois football, it kind of my focus kind of switched over to them into seeing what was happening with them. And then it's like, oh crap, we're not good at football. Okay, maybe we're good at football. So all my brain power was kind of going back and forth between the football team. And now here we are, North Carolina A&T, Chicago State, Ohio. It's going to be some big matchups. But, hey, I'd pay money right now to watch them practice just because there's just so much hype around the team. I can't remember being this excited for an Illinois football or basketball season in God knows how when. So it's here. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's officially here. You hold your breath a little bit pretty much each and every day.
Yep.
You look around the college basketball landscape. Another update today, Baylor. Of course, we're waiting a week from tomorrow. You're scheduled to play them in Indianapolis, the Jimmy B Classic. They backed out of their season opener against Arizona State. Reports today that they're not going to play Seton Hall over the weekend. And then Tennessee,
yep,
the other game in that Jimmy V against Gonzaga, Tennessee has pulled out. And you mentioned it yesterday, Trevor. I think you have a great point. If Baylor's not ready, number one Gonzaga would be a nice substitute.
Yeah. I mean, you're just going from 2-1, right?
Yeah,
in terms of ranking. Now, obviously, I don't know. You'd have to announce it fairly soon, I think, in terms of prep, right? Like, you couldn't ask Illinois Tuesday the 2nd to play Gonzaga, or Monday the 2nd to play Gonzaga Tuesday the 3rd. They might say yes, but the turnaround in terms of getting ready for that opponent would be ridiculously slim. So I would think they'd have to figure it out sooner than, you know, 48 hours prior, which,
yeah,
I'd hope they,
right,
will.
And but, you fared pretty well against Gonzaga in the past. I mean, think back to the Kelly Olynyk days when he took him down, and then Trent Frazier's huge night a few years ago. So,
mm-hmm. Was Olynyk on that team, the BP3 game?
I think he was, yeah.
Well, there was a bunch of Gonzaga games.
Right.
There was one at the United Center that, yep, you lost in overtime, I think.
Was that the one where you blew a huge lead,
yeah, yeah,
at the United Center and then,
yeah,
lost an OT?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the next year, they came here, maybe?
I think we won out there.
Was the year, yeah, with Maui when Brandon did the call me maybe on his way out, right?
Yeah.
But then they came here again, and you got Robert Sacre to foul out of the game, and you won by like 8. That was just a random non-conference game. DJ had a good game. I don't know why I remember that. And then you played him in Maui, right? When Trent kind of went nuts,
that's
at,
right,
the end,
yeah,
there. So that's been like 4 times in the last 12 years, and you're, what, 3-1?
Not
or
bad.
Or 2-2 with that close loss in Maui.
Loss,
so, yeah, to your point,
yeah,
I mean, you have played him pretty well.
Go back. I know there's a lot of parallels between this year and 16 years ago. You played Gonzaga early on in that season as well and won big before heading into that Wake Forest game,
mm-hmm,
and that was a signature win.
Like the Duke game.
Yeah.
Although that's not at home this year, but I'm just trying to continue the parallel.
Right. We want you to weigh in all day, 217-359-2255 on the College of Aces text line. We've kind of gotten out of sorts here. We skipped our traditional, like, throw shots at line right off the bat.
Nobody's got time
Steven
for that.
Steven from Chicago. No, we don't. We're too busy with hoops. Steven from Chicago said, Lon, how many vacation days do you get? We don't need them anyways. We got hoops. That's
did you see a tweet,
right? I did, yeah.
And at the beach?
It wasn't even a subtweet. It wasn't even shot of the ocean, like no care in the world or nothing to worry about today. No, it was actual tagging us and trolling. It was a troll tweet is what
see,
it was.
That's what I did. I said, remember, I was in Michigan. I said, I don't feel like coming back.
Yeah.
Which is like a subtle joke, go, right? But Lon just went for it.
Yeah.
That's fine. He usually does that. When he's on vacation, he sends like a Bud Light being opened with the sand in the background. So good for him, you know.
That's okay. We got good too much to do today. We're going to hear from Trent Frazier, spoke to the media. We're going to do that at 4:20. Later on this hour, Ayo Dosunmu also joined the media on a Zoom today. And we're just going full heavy with audio. Brad Underwood also gave his press conference leading up to the MTE this week.
Those guys are great, by the way. Quotes.
Oh.
Clips.
Fantastic.
It's not boring to listen to. Give great answers. Give long answers. I think people will like it.
Yep. Can't wait to hear that. At 5:05, we're going to do our Illinois basketball season roundtable. This is going to be fun. We're going to talk about what's the best thing about this team, what scares you the most, toughest challenge in the way of the Big Ten title. We're going to dive into a lot, get our opinions on the roundtable. That's going to be fun. And then 5:25, picks against the spread, week 12. It's early, but hey, the lines haven't moved quite yet, so maybe we get some value. I don't know. I'm not good at picking games. I picked the Bucks last night. Tom Brady was abysmal. And, yeah, there you have it.
He's got the deer in headlights thing when people blitz now. which the Rams just blitzed the hell out of him last night. He threw two picks in crucial situations.
How about this? If there's a game on here that we don't like, we're just going to sub in a line for college hoops.
Okay, yep, yep. Fine by me.
Because I've got a text thread going, should we take the under in Purdue and whoever the heck they're playing?
There's two games that aren't on here because of COVID. One is the Ravens-Steelers Thanksgiving night. That's in question right now because the Ravens shut down their practice facility Monday. Is it just me, or are we getting like an abnormal amount of cases discovered Monday mornings at 7 a.m. after games go on just fine on Sundays?
It's a little fishy.
I'm not trying to be too conspiracy theorist here, but it feels like every week one or two facilities shut down on Mondays.
It's a good point.
It's always different, too. I feel like you're kind of going through the list.
I'm just saying. And then the Bears-Packers game, thank God, is not on here because Eddie Jackson has COVID.
Oh, I thought you just admitted it because we shouldn't talk about it.
Well, that too, but no. No. So those two games we won't be able to talk about,
okay,
which is fine with me.
If you can somehow get the Packers, say that game's going to happen, you get the Packers at a touchdown or below, that's going to be a lock.
Take it and run. Run to the bank with that one.
Speaking of COVID protocols, we might as well talk about it with A&T, Chicago State, Ohio, all three of those teams are in town in Champaign, as Brad Underwood mentioned earlier today. They had to all send negative test results to Illinois prior to arrival. They got in town last night. More testing is going on before the game start tomorrow. Shoot-arounds and practices or whatever you choose to do will be today, and then they'll test again tomorrow morning before the games with Illinois and North Carolina A&T. Taking place at 1 p.m., Chicago State and Ohio at 11 a.m.
Are the other games going to be on TV just so I can get my fix of...
I was wondering if both... Well, that'd be kind of weird if Chicago State and Ohio are on BTN.
That wouldn't make any sense because neither team is a BTN team, right? But how else are they going to be broadcast? Like, if the BTN cameras are already there...
There's got to be a lot of people tuning in to North Carolina A&T and Chicago State, too. So they got to find a way to put that on TV.
I was maybe a little offended if, like, Stephen Bardo, who's doing the games,
right,
was, like, eating his sandwich during, takes the media meal out, and he's eating his sandwich while your game's going on, getting ready. I don't know, though.
I just feel like I get why it wouldn't be on BTN, because if you're a BTN fan, why would you want to watch Ohio and Chicago State on BTN? But at the same time, the cameras and everything are already there. I mean, the least they could do is put it on BTN Plus for $5 if you're an Chicago State fan and want to pay for that.
If it's not on BTN, I don't know where you're getting it. I don't know where you're getting Ohio and Chicago State.
Fox Sports 19, way down there.
Wait, do I have this right? Okay, ESPN says that Ohio and Chicago State's at 6 p.m. tomorrow. That would be news to me.
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought they were back-to-back, weren't they?
I thought so.
I thought most of the games all 3 days were sort of back-to-back. Because why would you take a four-hour break when you don't need to?
Do they need to sanitize everything? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
We'll effort that. We do know when Illinois plays.
Correct. I'm curious. You're not getting tested, are you, before you go in the door? Like, does Tim Sinclair have to get tested because he's shouting into a microphone?
No. I know that part of the media protocols, and you might be getting me in trouble here, Trevor.
Uh-oh.
You're supposed to test. I know for football, I had read you're supposed to test within 48 hours.
Okay, I gotcha.
And I don't know if they're checking you at the door. I might have to read into that.
I mean, I doubt they
have to make a run here tomorrow before in the a.m.
I doubt they're checking you at the door, but I'm just curious because, you know, it's supposed to be at least sort of bubbly, right? Because the teams are all being tested and at the hotel and stuff. But, you know,
but there's no cross interaction between coaches, media, and players.
It's not like you're going into the locker room after the game or something. So, you're going to be well more than 6 feet apart from any player.
When I show up tomorrow and my seat is the last row of the 200 level, I know why, because got people listening to the show.
How excited are you to cover a game again?
I'm pretty excited. Yeah. It's going to be interesting going back into that building and just remembering what it was like against Iowa and even picturing what it should be for this game, albeit North Carolina A&T, who they're not good.
No.
They lost by 31 when they came here last year. That place would still be rocking tomorrow if people were allowed to go and show up. So that's going to be my mind. But also, we've waited so dang long to get to this point and held our breath, crossed our fingers. It's going to be really cool to finally see this team in action. And for all that we've talked about them, it's time to learn some things about. I mean, we know a lot about the known commodities, but just kind of being able to run it back and start some new pieces and look, how ready are they going to be for a challenging stretch coming up next week? That's what this week's going to be all about.
How ready are you guys for Twitter exploding when it's 6-0 North Carolina A&T at the under 16 timeout and Iowa is 0-3 from the field?
I feel like as an Illinois fan, I'm trained now to just that scary thought before games comes into your head. You know, like, how bad would it be if we lost this game?
The self-defense mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a few years ago, the Eastern Illinois loss, the scrimmage, but just how just weird that was. And you never even think in a million years you're going to lose by whatever double digits to Eastern Illinois. So the middle school Twitter, when, yeah, you go down by a few points to North Carolina A&T, I'm pretty excited for it. Let's bring it on.
It was like, was it Hawaii, right, where that game started? Like, nobody scored for the first, like, 7 minutes of that game.
It was tied at halftime or something like that.
We had opening night against Nicholls State, although that was more the last stretch. That was like the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Went to overtime, didn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Illinois very well could have lost that game. They barely scored.
I completely forgot
that last 5 minutes.
That game existed last year.
Mm.
Wow. Adam asks if they will be playing crowd noise, pumping them in through the speakers. I assume they'll have something, right?
I would imagine.
But I think the Big Ten protocol is pretty stringent on...
I don't think it's during play. I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
That stinks. So, like, when North Carolina A&T is shooting a free throw, you can't just, like, pump in Lon screaming noises or something. He's getting ready to take the shot, and suddenly he hears,
Scott Frost!
That would throw me off.
That would be pretty funny. I don't know. We'll have to read into that. But I would imagine it's pretty basic, pretty standard. In between timeouts and all that deal.
Are families going to be there? Do you know? I'm peppering you with all the questions.
That was another thing. I was trying to research that before the show. And what I've read so far, there's nothing that says that families won't be allowed. But there was an interesting line from Io today that said that his family's not going to be there.
And they're always
then
there.
Then had me raise questions about, is that something that has since been... Whether it's the MTE rules that Illinois has implemented or the Big Ten, I have to send a text out, see if I can get that clarified for us.
I'm asking you all the wrong questions. You're not a member of the DIA, but I appreciate you attempting to answer them nevertheless.
So can I be adopted by Io's parents or something like that?
So you can
get myself into the game?
Probably the best or the easiest way to get in there is to be a family member this year. There's probably no other way of getting in unless you're press. Press and family, that's it. So you either got to apply for a credential... Or apply for a certificate to have Io's parents adopt you.
Apply for adoption. There you go.
That sounds
easy. There you go. And to avoid confusion, our good friend Derek Neal, former SID, reminds us that the Gonzaga game wasn't actually part of the Maui. It was after the Maui, where you beat Butler in the championship game
right.
of that Maui and
right.
then went to Gonzaga.
Correct.
A top 10 team and knocked them off.
I was referring to the Gonzaga-Maui game where Trent came in. But yes, that was part of that stretch where here's another game lost in the archives is the Hawaii overtime win before that Maui stretch.
Yeah.
When DJ Richardson hit a buzzer beater to win that game.
And then who was it, Gardner Webb when you came back? And Griffey?
Yep. He hit the game winner. That was a heck of a 2 week stretch.
John Gross. had the mojo and the magic working for him. Transition here. One of John Gross's recruits who are still paying dividends for the Illini, Trent Frazier. Getting ready for his last dance if he chooses, that's what it is, because he obviously could have one more year of eligibility, but he's calling his last dance. Trent spoke to the media today about getting ready for his senior season.
Coach called you and Io assassins the other day in practice and said that you enjoyed making the new guys look ridiculous. How much fun has it been to play with guys with that kind of skill level and what you've been doing so far?
Not only has it been fun, but I think the biggest thing, like biggest takeaway from that is, you know, just seeing their competitiveness, just, you know, not being able to back down from, you know, the upperclassmen as two freshmen, you know, they're always willing to get after each other, with me and Io, you know, coach try to challenge them every day with putting me and Io on the same team and, you know, Bello and Ace on the same team. So we kind of, you know, get a feel of each other and it kind of, you know, gets them ready for, you know, really Big Ten play, you know, what's coming out their way every night. and, you know, just preparing them defensively. And that's just the, that's our biggest goal for them. You know, just being able to, if they can compete with us every day, you know, I truly believe they will be able to compete with anybody in the country every day. So.
And what about Coleman? He's been guarding you a lot. How difficult is it against a guy that big?
Just his activeness and his length. You know, his arms are very long. He's like another guy, Monte, but just taller. You know, just him active in gaps, you know, just flying around with his arms everywhere. It's very challenging to, you know, just to settle and lazy passes, you know, lazy dribbling around him because, you know, he with his activeness, with his arms, you know, and length on defensive side is incredible. So he's gotten a lot better this past, you know, this preseason. And I'm very excited for these younger guys, you know, to finally, you know, let loose tomorrow.
Trent, how about yourself? Coach kept saying 261 days since you've played. How anxious is this team to go out and kind of pick up where you left off last year and start a new chapter too?
Like you said, you know, obviously I heard, you know, just being a senior, you know, being a junior last year, ending the season where we were on a roll, and now being a senior, just going out tomorrow night after 261 days is unreal to me. And I'm just very excited. Me and Monte are very excited, you know, to finally go out and play our last first game, I would say. It's unreal, and it's been, you know, an amazing journey. And I'm very excited, you know, to be able to be a part of this program and to see the progression of where we've taken this program since 2017 to now is incredible. And I'm just, you know, very happy to be a Fighting Illini and be a part of this program within these years.
Trent, do you see that as like a, you know, since you were here for Underwood's first year, you and DeMonte, that like, you know, the building from those losing seasons to now preseason number 8, do you take a lot of pride in that?
Oh, for sure. You know, just, I talked about this a lot, you know, and last time I spoke to a few of you guys, you know, just being able to, you know, withstand, you know, what's going on, you know, not being able to, you know, just stay here with Coach Underwood and believe in his process and trusting what he's doing. I think that was our biggest goal for me and Monte, you know, just being able to stick through it, you know, when we were down, and, you know, to continue to believe and just continue to come to practice, come to the gym and come to work every day and just get better. And, you know, finally put pieces together where guys wanted to compete every night. And this is where we're at. So, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to be able to say that now, you know, 3 years from now, 3 years ago, looking now, I would never thought we'll be top 10 in the country. So, you know, it's unreal, you know, just being able to go out there tomorrow knowing how high level of praise we have right now as a team. It's incredible. So I'm very excited to go play tomorrow.
Hey, Trent, how excited are you to finally play against another team and not just your own teammates in practice? You'll get the opportunity to use what you guys have learned in these practices against another team.
I think is the biggest thing is we've worked so hard this preseason, you know, not being able to have exhibitions or preseason games, you know, obviously we're all competitive, but I kind of, you know, it gets boring seeing each other every day, like going and getting after each other. But obviously we love the competitiveness and getting better, but being able to go against someone else with a different school name, a different color jersey is, you know, we're very excited, especially, you know, all the work we put in this preseason. We're ready to show everyone what we're about and, you know, to start to continue where we start off or left off at last season.
It's around coaches talked about getting that identity back at the defensive end. And I know that you want to get off that snub list this year on Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. How important is that to establish the defensive side this week and really get back to what you guys did last year there?
I think that's the biggest thing for our team right now, you know, establishing that identity on defense. You know, obviously, you know, having a bunch of young guys, we're praising to them each and every day how important it is, how important each possession is on defense, and, you know, how hard it is and how challenging it is, you know, playing pros every night, you know, at this level. So, I think, like you said, you know, coach, you know, as a whole team, a unit, you know, I think that's the biggest goal right now for this team is just finding the identity on the defensive end and knowing what we got to get back to, like for our kills, our stops, every possession, and knowing how important it is. So,
And one more for you. How would you evaluate what you've seen in practice leading up to the start, obviously, this week, and just how ready you guys are for this to get going?
We've learned a lot. These young guys learned a lot fast. You know, they picked up everything really, really quick, which is very fascinating. It's helped us, you know, with timing. You know, we've been able to you know, put a lot of pieces together, a lot of plays together within one practice, you know. And I think the biggest thing is for this team, you know, we have a lot of competitive guys on this team. And I think that's what coaches really love about this team. You know, everyone's efforts, you know, Zima's getting after with guys every day and diving on loose balls. You know, he's making these other guys work and, you know, he's showing these young guys what it takes to win at this level. So, like I said, I think the biggest things we've learned from this team really so far is the competitiveness of everyone that we have on this team.
Hey, Trent, you've sacrificed a little bit individually offensively for the good of the team. The last couple of years have really evolved. How have you kind of, you know, taken that approach, and what have you tried to add to your game this offseason?
I've gotten this question a lot. I never saw it as sacrifice, and I kind of, you know, I've just always kind of done what coach asked me to do. You know, as a veteran, you know, you see, you go into the game, you see you're not getting as much balls, but, you know, I've never been that type of player, you know, to let that affect me. I've always been, you know, whatever coach wanted me to do, guard their best players, shut them down. You know, I always go out there with the mindset of being completely open with what coach want for this team and what's going to help this team win, you know. And I'm all for that. If coach doesn't want me to shoot the ball and just get 10 steals a game, I'm going to try to do that, you know. I'm all for winning, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. I'm a team player. And as a vet, I have to show these younger guys that as well. So, like I said, I've never seen sacrificing, you know, points have been a thing for me. I just always been that type of guy where coach, when needed me to do something, I just go out there and play my best and do what he asks.
And anything specific you've really focused on adding to your game in the offseason?
I've gotten better this past offseason, you know, every day. Just being more aggressive, you know, offense, obviously using my offensive ability. But my whole goal, mindset is, you know, is to start it off on defense, you know, get these other guys going, because that's what's going to be our strength, you know. Coach talked about it a lot, you know, basketball not going to go on every night. So just me being a veteran, getting these guys going on defense first and bringing that energy and that fire is going to help us win a lot of games.
Trent, I have a follow-up to what Jeremy posited to you, and you mentioned whatever the team wants is you only care about winning. Is there a new appreciation for that for you now this year, and a mindset of whatever with stats or awards, I just want to win? Is that a different level of appreciation for that this year?
For sure. I think that's just what it takes to win at this level, you know, not being selfish, you know. I truly believe every coach on this team knows what I can do offensively. But that's not my mindset. You know, I kind of bring what I want to bring to practice every day or games every day is that energy, playing with fire on your head every night, you know, getting after guys on the defensive end, you know, just effort plays, you know, diving on loose balls, taking charges, doing what coaches, you know, what coach is all about, what this program is all about. So, like you said, you know, that appreciation of, you know, just being a defensive ball hog, just trying to get other guys, you know, to love that and enjoy that.
How are you feeling about your shooting, particularly from beyond the three?
I feel great about it. I always felt great about it. I don't let the shooting slumps or missed shots bother me anymore. You know, I kind of take that to the defensive ends. You know, when the ball's not going in, I bring that more fire on defense. You know, I'm all about winning. So that doesn't missing shots or, you know, shooting percentage not going to bother me. I'm all about whatever it takes to win games on this basketball team.
3-point line was moved back last year, and as expected, a lot of folks pointing at that to overall percentages down. Is the percentage back up in practice, if you will, for you and other guys? Has that become normal?
I think it's been on. We, you know, we kind of practice, you know, NBA threes regardless, you know. We get over 200 shots of NBA range. So I don't think the range of the three-point line or where you're shooting it is, has been a problem. But I think it kind of, you know, obviously messes give you a confused idea of, like, where, how close and how far you are with on the court because it's so different. But other than that, I don't think it affects, you know, people's shooting because, you know, we practice those type of range shots every day.
Trent, you said 3 years ago maybe would have never imagined coming in as the number 8 team in the country. How do you guys collectively manage the expectations and the spotlight that's been put on you?
I think, you know, the moral of the story is just, like I told the other guys, is, you know, continue what we left off at last year, you know, just doing what coach is all about, you know, like I said, effort plays, you know, diving on loose ball, you know, what Illini basketball is all about, you know. Offensively, you know, we have power to score. We can score the ball anytime and put up a lot of points. But I think the biggest thing for this team is, like I said, you know, establishing that identity on the defensive end and creating more stops and getting more kills and just playing with fire on top of your head, you know, for unbelievable possessions. And I think that's what's going to help us, you know, establish that identity on this team.
Yeah, and that's something that Brad Underwood has talked a lot about leading up to this season is getting that identity back on defense. That's going to be really key. Something to watch coming up this week. Later in the hour, we're going to take a break right now. But we'll hear from Io DeSumer. We'll also hear from Brad Underwood. If you want to weigh in, 217-359-2255. Find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tanepiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5. When we come back, hear from Io DeSumo, preseason All-American. This is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
At Sarah Honda Champaign, every new car in stock is marked down online. You can buy from home. You can skip a car payment, start paying next year so you have more money for the holidays. Ask them about how to trade in your vehicle and walk away with cash in your pocket. You've got to check it out. Stop into Sarah Champaign and see Jen Falcon to make an incredible deal on a new Honda and put some cash in your pocket for the holidays. Call 356-0303 or visit sarahhondachampaign.com.
Winter. I don't like it. All the jeans and hoodies, they double my laundry size. They double my workload. I'm not having it.
You need a large capacity Electrolux front load washer from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I had a front loader before. Crying out loud, vibrated the whole house.
Electrolux is top rated for least vibration or your money back.
Don't I have to buy those super duper expensive pedestal bases?
Pedestals are buy one, get one free for a limited time.
That's a $320 value.
It's a crazy good deal. Pick your color, white or sparkling titanium. Electrolux accepts pods. Fast 15-minute wash cycle and a water heater that annihilates harmful bacteria. And our free 10-year protection plan.
Great! Will it fold my laundry?
It sure does not.
No problem. That's what my kids are for.
Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop. Donate. Change lives.
Have you heard about the amazing variety of majors at the College of Aces at the University of Illinois? Are the students in your life interested in nutrition and families or animals and agriculture? Do they care about the environment? Do leadership and technology grab their attention? Introduce them to Aces. Here's how. now. Visit aces.illinois.edu/future-students for must-have info and virtual visits. You can also visit Aces Illinois on YouTube, filled with videos about courses and culture. Aces is more than meets the eye. Learn more, aces.illinois.edu.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. I am Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. Call our office today at 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Don't look now, but Christmas is right around the corner, is it? Well, if you haven't made holiday plans for your family or business, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford will host private Christmas parties Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night for a guaranteed minimum of people. For more information, call Donnie, 217-568-7722. That's 568-7722 for more details. Don't wait until the last minute to make your Christmas party before the date is gone. Choose the Long Branch Steakhouse this holiday season, located in downtown Gifford.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza knows hard work's the only way you get better. Better like their Detroit-style pizza, hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jets super special pizza with pepperoni, ham, mushrooms, onions, and green peppers. Just $13.99. Code SUPER and visit JetsPizza.com to join their rewards program. Get 10 points just for signing up. Jets, better because it has to be.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
We're back on the drive. Before we get back to hearing audio from today's media conference, a couple of things of business here. First of all, shout out friend of the show, Jeremy Warner, calls out Lon Tay on Twitter.
Oh, he did? I must have missed
here
it.
Here we go.
What do you say?
Quote, Lon Tay takes vacation on the busiest sports weekend of the year. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
He does tend to take them at opportune times. I will say that. Like, Illinois usually wins or does something massive while he's gone. In this case, it was beating Nebraska.
That is good news. That is good news. So if he returns next, I don't even want to say it.
Nope. Stop.
Okay.
Austin, never mind. Our friend, Austin Berkland, was texting me earlier talking about, like, worst case scenario. Yeah. And I'm like, just, nope.
Okay.
Nope. I don't want to read the text. Stop. I get why. We were having, to be fair, he didn't just bring that up out of nowhere. We were having a conversation, but I didn't even want to read it because I know what it said and I don't want to read it.
Yep.
Anyways.
To answer a question previously on the text line, this ties in with Iowa. We obviously know his family shows out in full force here for Illini games. Will there be families allowed at the State Farm Center? The answer right now is no families, and that is a state of Illinois thing now going to Tier 3 or Phase 3.
Tier 3 mitigations.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm very confused between the tiers and the phases. I won't get into it. But like there's three tiers within each phase. So is it like Tier 3 of Phase 3 or Tier 3 of Phase... I don't know. I'm confusing. Just call it like Step 1, 2, 3, and 4 and tell me which step we're in. Okay? I don't need all the phases and the tiers.
Yeah. Let's get to the audio. Aoi Desumu previewing this week, start of a huge season. Here he is.
So how did you improve most this offseason?
Oh, I mean, I worked on my game a lot. You know, I was preparing for taking the next step for the NBA, so, you know... I'm pretty sure you guys know the work, the dedication you have to put in, day out with your body. Your changed my whole eating diet. Of course, my on-the-court game, my jump shot, just becoming a better player, studying a lot of film. And then once I decided to come back, all the work that I put in towards, you know,
taking the next step to the NBA, just translate it over. If they have to try to keep the same workup, I'm excited to play tomorrow. I'm very excited. I know it's been like 233 days since our last game against Iowa. And our team, everyone feels good physically, mentally, and I'm just excited to get out there and just show all the work I've been putting on, but not just myself, the whole team.
Did you watch the NBA draft? And if so, just what were your thoughts for yourself as you watched that and thought, what if I were in this or what could happen next year?
Oh, definitely. I definitely watched it. You know, I love watching it because I love it. I get excited seeing other people win. I get excited seeing other people, you know, accomplish their goals. It's motivation, of course, but, you know, just seeing people, you know, crying with their family, seeing people names get called, people I played with, people I was teammates of, maybe if it was camps, USA basketball, et cetera, you know, that excites me. That motivates me to just go out there and try to play my best and win as many games as possible because I love seeing people succeed.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. So when Coach was talking, he said 261 days was the amount of time since your guys' last game. And obviously in that game, State Farm Center was packed. Orange Crush was really loud. I think Coach described it as electric. And I know you guys are just happy to be back on the court, but how weird is it going to be playing at home without the Orange Crush and those fans in the stands?
I'm definitely going to be different. I wouldn't say weird, but it's going to be different because knowing me being here for 2 years, knowing coming out, seeing a crowd get bigger and bigger each time, you know, every time we score, you know, we won't be able to have the fans cheering us on after the game. They won't be able to, you know, shake our hands, just giving us words of encouragement. But at the same time, it's basketball. And when you're on that court, when you're competing, when you're playing with your teammates, when you actually have a love for the game, you know, you can see behind the fans. That's what we go do. We had a scrimmage, a closed scrimmage, about a week and a half ago, and we simulated the game situation, and it was very fun. It was exciting, and it just felt like a regular game, to be honest. And they had the music playing, the format would be nice. It's a bummer not to have the fans cheering us on, not to have my family there cheering us on, but I know everyone's watching, so I guess it's probably better mentally just knowing that, you know, the whole world is watching.
You guys come into the season the number 8th ranked team in the country. What is there left for you guys to prove? What is motivating you guys this year?
So much more for us to prove. You know, we haven't accomplished anything yet. To be realistic, nothing. 0-0. We have no stats. No, nothing. We haven't accomplished anything. It's all outside noise. You know, we love it. We welcome it. We know the team we are, but we still have to prove it. And it starts tomorrow. North Carolina A&T.
Hey, I read the story today on The Athletic, and also Brad told the story about diving on the floor with you and Adam. Have you taken this to full Last Dance Jordan mode with your vocal leadership and just the urgency that you're trying to instill in these guys?
Definitely. Definitely, I'll try to instill the urgency because it's now. I mean, tomorrow's game day, game one. And for us to have the season we want to have, we have to start to finish the first game. We have to come out and set the tone for the season, set the tone for the world to know what type of time we are. And that's what we look forward to doing, making every winning play, diving on the floor, taking charges, you know, making open shots, playing together, playing tough. That it starts tomorrow, and we're excited to get out there and compete.
And where do you feel like the chemistry is at with this group? You're inserting some new guys. Obviously, you have a lot back as well. But do you feel good about that going into this year? Is that something that's going to continue to build as time goes on?
Definitely. I would probably say we're probably a little bit closer than the team was last year at the beginning of the year because solely because of the circumstances. You know, last year there was no COVID in the beginning of the season. So, you know, after practice, you know, people were really doing their own thing, playing it, going home, you know, watching movies, going, you know, pretty much enjoying their own free time. You know, now everyone pretty much lives at the same place. So it's much more chemistry because you can't go to restaurants, you know. So it's making us a brotherhood even closer because we got, you know, no one seeing his family, no one seeing their girlfriends or anything. We just stand in basketball, lift the weights together, see each other every day, testing together. So the chemistry It's there. I'm excited to get out there and play and actually, you know, play against someone else that's not have the same jersey as us.
Ayo, two-part question. First, what does it mean to be a unanimous team captain picked by your teammates, and how do you embrace that role? And second, why is Demonte a team captain? What does he bring to the captain leadership that made him a unanimous pick?
It felt good, you know, to see my teammates unanimously pick me as a team captain. You know, it just shows that, you know, they look at me as a leader, and they look forward to me, you know, leading the team and making decisions, you know, on the court, you know, talking on defense, just being a true leader. And Demonte, he's a definition of everything I said. You know, he talks, he leads, he competes. He has that knack where, you know, he has a relationship with everyone on the team. And, you know, that's great to have with your leaders. You know, you want to be able to communicate with everyone on the team. You want to be able to have a relationship where anybody on the team can feel comfortable coming to you and talking to you. And Demonte displays that day in and day out.
Yeah, I hope all is well. Is there any maybe pride amongst the guys in the locker room to show that you guys were deserving of that 8 spot to go out and kind of showcase that talent tomorrow?
Definitely. That's what it's all about. Go out there and showcasing that, you know, this we deserve to be higher. You know, we want more. We're not settling for this. We want more notoriety. We want it all. That's our goals. That's what we're competing for. So tomorrow it starts tip off, competing offensively and defensively, competing, doing what we're doing day in and day out.
And then just one follow-up to that. You guys have 3 straight games as a player. Do you guys take that into account? I know you guys go full tilt every second of every game, but is there a little bit more icing or anything that goes into each game afterwards?
You know, we go compete. I'm a competitor. I'm only 20 years old. I got a lot of legs. So, you know, however long coach want me out there playing, I like to play. I'm not really looking forward to the second game or the third game. I'm looking just forward to competing against North Carolina A&T. I got to play 45 minutes. Then that's what it is. If he decides to take me out, then that's what it is too. But, you know, like I said, I love this game. I have a passion for this game. I'm young. You know, I enjoy it. We haven't played in over 200 days. So, you know, rest isn't really on my mind right now.
Hey, Ayo, it's been since probably 2005 since this program has had maybe the national attention on it. I guess first part is, what does it mean to you to have this thing back in that direction that it was when Dee and Darren were here, and how do you maintain that through the course of a long season?
It's about staying focused, you know, staying focused on your goals. Beginning of the season, we all came, we all talked about our goals, we all talked about what we want to accomplish, and you know, it's going to be roads on the bumps. It's going to be tough times. You're going to face adversity, definitely. But it's all about just staying true to yourself, staying true to your goals. And we stay together, all in. We stay competing. We don't, you know, look at no outside noise. Stay really focused on our family and each other, and we'll be fine.
How concerned are you that there are going to be some hiccups, and how worried are you that you might not ever make it to March after getting the rug pulled out on you last year?
Yeah, it's Ayo, and, you know, it comes with that. You know, we know the circumstances that COVID, Coach Underwood always preached us that the best team that wins COVID will win national championship. And he also told us that exactly what you said, you never know when it can end. You know, God forbid, you never know when the game can be canceled. You never know when an outburst could occur. So it's just about taking each game one by one, not focusing on the future, not focusing on the past. I mean, yeah, not focusing on the past, focusing on the present, focusing on the game in front of you. And we blessed to have three games in 3 days, and we just take it one by one. Have fun and just keep praying that everyone stays safe. I pray that everyone stays safe. All teams all around. I look forward to a healthy season from everybody, and hopefully we can make it to March.
Do you, as a leader, would you be afraid to pull somebody aside if you see them going outside protocols?
No, sir. No, sir. That's one thing that I definitely won't be afraid to do. That's one thing it's not tolerated in this program. We all know the sacrifice we have to make this thing work. And we've been doing a great job at it. We have to, you know, stay focused, because God forbid, you know, one wrong move or one mistake can, you know, cost us games. So everyone knows the excitement. Everyone knows the discipline that is needed to, you know, keep this thing going straight. And the Big Ten, they did a great job of having great protocols. I suggest, you know, teams around the world, we're looking to that. You know, the testing that we have, the precaution that we have is very, very top notch. And so I feel pretty good about it, but you got to stay on top of it. Wash your hands before you leave an event, and whenever you arrive to an event, hand sanitize a lot and always wear your mask. And that's what I suggest, and that's what I do, baby.
Wow.
There you have it. That's your preseason All-American. His name's Io, by the way. It's Io.
Thanks, Io.
In case anyone out there was wondering. Yeah, okay. Coming up next in the 5 hour, we got Illinois basketball season roundtable. Really looking forward to that. Dishing around with you guys. And then Brad Underwood as well. And we'll fit in some NFL picks against the spread. We got a lot to do coming up. This is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.